MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
For years, South African media houses have been raising concerns about how Google and other big tech platforms profit from their content while traditional media struggles to survive. Now, in what's been seen as a major regulatory move, the Competition Commission has recommended that Google be fined 500 million rand. This is in a provisional report, arguing that its dominance has hurt local publishers. But here's my question. Is this planned penalty going to make a difference? Is it just symbolic? Will the ruling possibly force global tech giants to play fair, or are they going to find new ways to sidestep regulations? And critically, what does this mean for the future of independent journalism in South Africa? With me now is Paula Frey, panel member of the Media and Digital Platforms Market Inquiry. Paula, first of all then, how exactly has Google's business model harmed traditional media in this country?
So the issue really is that, first of all, the media generally, as you know, has really gone through disruption because of a shift online in terms of the way we consume our news. And that shift online has led to a massive decline in traditional advertising revenue sources, including for the public broadcaster. And the reality is that the South African news media have been unable to replace this lost revenue with digital ad revenue because the losses are 4 to 5 times the gains that they're actually getting on digital revenue. So when we look, for example, at search and we look at the impact of search, I mean, the inquiry heard a lot of debate of the value of news content to search engines. And the inquiry really believes that the value of news actually exceeds simply the ads that are served against news queries, which is quite small, that the value of a search engine is based on its ability to really respond authoritatively to queries, because that actually habituates users to go to that search query. And so news is quite important in that regard. But when you look then at what media actually earns from those queries, for example, it's quite low. So the inquiry actually did an exercise to estimate the value to both Google and the news media from that relationship. And the inquiry is of the view that media benefits from content on those search queries, for example, of at least 10 to 15% of total queries, which would at the value of between 800 and 900 million to Google would be about total share for media would be to 300 to 500 annually. So really what we see is that there's evidence of bias in the Google algorithm that really disadvantages South African media, for example, or segments of the media. So for example, when you look at there's a bias towards foreign media over South African media and towards YouTube-hosted videos over website video hosted videos. And so because of that, I mean, I think that the inquiry is basically saying is that South African media are losing out on potential advertising because of the way that the platforms actually operate.
Paula, it's not a new problem. This has been ongoing for some time. I guess I've also got to ask whether traditional media that has been under threat has worked hard enough either to reinvent itself or to counter this problem.
So, I mean, without a doubt, Jeremy, I think that there are structural issues within traditional media that they need to be looking at, and that it's not simply an issue that of the platforms alone impacting on traditional media. But what the Competition Commission really is looking at is the impact to competition within the market. And so, notwithstanding the fact that traditional media needs to be able to really deal with the issues of changing audience habits, what the inquiry is looking at is the impact of the platforms from a competition point of view.
Paula, I understand this is all in the provisional phase at this point, but should a fine be levied, would this result in payments to media houses, or would it simply act as a deterrent?
So at this stage, because it's a provisional report, we're really looking at outcome rather than dictating how it should be done. And so the recommendation is that there should be a fund, that the fund should then, the media itself needs to be thinking about how that fund would operate, how people would benefit from the fund. And the recommendation is that Google contributes to that fund. But you know, Jeremy, the thing about this report is that it's actually quite nuanced and it's quite broad. We're not just looking at, and I know that Google has has attracted all of the attention, but we're also looking at potential structural changes to the way the platforms actually profile news. And social media actually amplifies news on the platforms. And what we've tried to do is to move away from simply looking at a bargaining for a model, but to look at ways that you could actually contribute to fixing the structural issues that we are dealing with. And so there's a lot more than simply whether or not Google is going to pay. The thing that we're looking at that look at how ad tech works, at how social media actually amplifies stories on those platforms, the way we deal with misinformation. I mean, there's a broad range of potential recommendations here and remedies that we would like the public to actually comment on and for the media to comment on, because we believe that it's a lot more nuanced and a lot broader than we've seen before.
Paula, so many of us rely on Google. Two questions here in one. First of all, there would be a chance, surely, that Google might scale back its services to South Africa in response to this decision, provisional as it is. And second of all, could we possibly see Google challenging this ruling in one way or another?
I mean, I think that at this point, I think that it's really important for your listeners to also to realize that Google actually participated in the inquiry. They were very forthcoming. They participated both in confidential and in public hearings and responded to calls for information. So Google have actually been quite forthcoming in this whole process. Because this is a provisional report, yes, Google can come back and they can challenge some of the findings that we've made, and they might contradict some of the things that we are saying. But what the report is also saying is that if we fail on the recommendations that we are actually putting forward, there is also the option of a digital levy being imposed. And so that's also an option for both, for all the platforms that are being mentioned here, if we don't actually get traction from the recommended remedies.
Just a very quick answer, please. How does this compare to other rulings or similar rulings in other countries?
One of the things that we've tried to do is to make sure that the recommended remedies impact all media, that it encourages plurality. And so there's a very strong focus here on community and vernacular media and trying to put forward recommendations and remedies that benefit media across the board, from the really big media houses to the smallest startups that serve very, very rural communities.
And I'm going to leave it there. Paula Frey, thank you very much indeed.